Welcome back. So I'm here this morning with Judy Cantillon. Thank you for joining me, Judy. We're going to speak about Pattern Day, which is going on today in Ballyhigh. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Pattern Day is a day that is at the heart of the village spiritual and cultural life. It's a tradition that goes back many, many, many generations. A day where the children are free from school, people take off work and from farming. It's anticipated and look forward to.
That sounds great. So how are you involved?
Through the church, mostly. This year and the last couple of years, being part of the liturgy group, being part-time sacristan. We have a lot of preparation. Initially, preparing the altar, preparing the grotto. A lot of the community are involved in getting the grotto ready, painting, flower arrangements. There's a lot of community involvement.
What are the bits that you do, Judy?
My involvement usually starts in maybe mid-August or early August, looking for a fine day where I can paint the statue. I usually have to have 2 or 3 days where I can just go in there and get the statue primed up, cleaned up, and just made look nice and new and fresh for the upcoming pattern. A lot of other volunteers are there as well, preparing the grotto with flowers and painting, making sure the place looks good and well kept.
I guess that must be a challenge, waiting for a nice day.
Yeah, because I usually have the back of the car packed with paints ready to go at any moment, and I find a couple of fine days. But thank God we got a nice few days this year.
Ballyhigh is unique, isn't it, in the fact that most pattern days happen in August, but the Ballyhigh Pattern Day happens today on the 8th of September.
Yeah, the 8th of September is the birthday of Our Lady. In a way, it is the Feast of the Nativity of Our Lady, which can be the start of a calendar of its own, I suppose, from her birth. Then we have the liturgy of Jesus being born and etc. The 8th of September can be connected into harvest time and festivals of Lunasa and things like that. I imagine it went back along way before Christianity.
Oh, fantastic. Can anybody just show up on the day?
Anyone can show up on the day. I mean, it's a very welcoming place. What makes it so special itself is the Mass is a huge part of it. And that goes on right now this morning. The bishop will come, the local priests and pilgrims will come walking in from Tralee. But all through the day, people will come to the well and they will pay rounds and they will say the rosaries and just to sit in peace, the beautiful place. You get the sense of community when you walk up the street. You get the sense of excitement from the children being off school, waiting for the Mass to be over so they can go up the street and spend their money and the stalls. You get the sense of people coming together, meeting neighbours. There is a beautiful sense of belonging, a homecoming where you are welcomed, even homecoming to faith and homecoming to your community. People who come from all over the diocese, all over the country, they keep coming back every year. And even when I'm working on the statue during the summer, I see people coming back.
It seems like a fantastic moment of sort of community togetherness.
It is. It's a beautiful blend of where tradition and bringing our generations from the past, bringing it all together. And there's a thread there to the people who have passed away, and you remember them and how they would have stood at the well also. And after the trek up the street, you know, and to shop on the stalls and meet your neighbours. And there is a wonderful sense of tradition going back in time when you were a child. When I was a child, I remember it so well, getting money from under cushions and things like that so that I could go spend it at the stalls. The excitement of the older people, even to this day.
So you've been attending it since you were a child?
Absolutely, yeah. With my grandmother, my mother, father, my brothers and sisters, and all through my teens. And even leaving Ireland for a while, you know, and not having the pattern, coming back to it, you always felt a sense of belonging. Even for people who may not have come to the pattern for years, you'll always find a friendly atmosphere, a sense of welcome.
So you left Ireland for a while and then you came back. How long have you been involved?
With the Pattern Day, I suppose maybe about 4 or 5 years. It's mostly because I do the art painting. Particularly, I was asked by the parish priest at the time, would I paint a statue? I was honoured to paint that because it is such a symbol of Ballyhigh. It is revered and it is held in such respect.
Do you say you have a new priest now in Ballyhigh?
We have a new moderator, Father Gerard Finucane. and he is part of Ballyduff and Causeway, Abidorny and Kilmoyle, Ardfert. So we have a few priests that come.
Would you think your new priest, Father Gerard, is going to embrace the whole Ballyhag Pattern Day experience?
I'm sure he's going to enjoy it. Yeah, we have many, many priests who are altering their own services in their own parishes to make sure we can have this at a reasonable time, which is 11:30 this morning. The bishop is making his attendance, and it's a great honour. So many priests and so many bishops will attend.
And of course, the bishop is coming straight from Lourdes.
Correct, yeah. And mostly every year they do the pilgrimage to Lourdes, and it ends with the Pattern Day.
So if anybody wants to come to Pattern Day today, where should they go?
Try and get here as early as you possibly can if you want to attend the Mass. There's plenty of free parking, so don't worry about parking. Usually the parking in the grotto is reserved for the elderly, or maybe people who are going to sit in their cars and listen to the Mass.
Okay.
And even with that, we have many Eucharistic ministers who will take communion to people sitting in their cars. And we have a huge amount of people helping out, volunteers, stewards, guards. Otherwise, if you want to come later, the well is obviously open all day and welcomes people all day long. The street itself would be abundance of happenings and music and live entertainment, and it will be a fabulous evening well into the night, I'm sure.
It sounds like it's going to be buzzing and entertaining. But at what time does the Mass start?
11:30.
11:30.
Sure.
And you said some people are going to be walking in from Tralee.
Walking in from Tralee, yeah. About 6:30, I believe, they leave.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous thing to do. They stop in Ardfert for a bit of refreshments, and they usually end up with plenty of time coming out to the Pattern. Lovely pilgrimage walk, yeah.
That's very good. Thank you very much for speaking to me, Judy Cantillon, and I'll speak to you again about some other projects you've been involved with recently. And here's hoping everything goes fantastic on the day and that everybody has a great time.
Thank you very much.
And now some music from Ballyhaig, Our Lady of the Well, sung by Eddie Lee, Kathleen McDonough and Father Lee.
Our Lady of the Well, at your altar we pray. Oh, grant us your blessing on this special day, that the road we must travel since our life began brings peace and contentment to our fellow man.
You cried as your own son died on Calvary's cross. That same suffering you share with each one of us. When our world falls apart and we go astray, we still turn to you, Mother, a mother who cares.
O heavenly Queen, look down from above. Look down on your children who cherish your love. As we join hands together, this song we dedicate to you, our dear Mother, a Mother who cares.
I'm sitting out in Padraig Sears's and Eleanor's house here in Beaufort, and I came out specially at the request of Father Fergal Ryan to talk to Peggy here, who has been a sacristan and has been linked to the church for many, many years. Tell me, first of all, where were you born and what's your maiden name, Peggy?
Peggy Coffey, and I was born in Fusa.
Not too far away at all. No. You married at a certain stage.
That's right, Eddie Welsh.
But he, the Lord rest him, has gone a good while.
Gone 20 years, I suppose, yes.
20 years.
Yes.
You have been involved with the church in the parish here all down through the years.
Well, no, I went to the presbytery in Beaufort on the 3rd of July, 1953. And I was there 15 years with Karen Sayers.
You were working as housekeeper then?
That's right. We went to Kinmare then in 1967 for 5 years.
Why did you go to Kinmare, Peggy?
Kinmare was transferred to Kinmare. And I went with him. And we were there 5 years. And through ill health, he had to retire. So we came back to Beaufort. He's lived for 4 years. He died in 1976.
But you were working with him the whole time?
I was.
What happened to you next, Peggy?
When Father Morland came to Beaufort in 1983, I started with Father Morland, and I'm with the priest since.
At that point, were you housekeeper again?
No, just the church.
Working as sacristan?
That's right.
Was it a paid job?
It was.
What made you suitable for that work, Peggy?
I don't know. When we were children, our grandfather was a parish clerk. We used to be up and down with him. So I'd say that was it.
So from the word go, you were familiar with the church?
I was. That's right.
Tell me so what the work has been like.
Just looking after the priest, and I hovered for a long time, but then I had to give it up. The vestments and all, you know, all that. So it wasn't too bad. It was really very nice, I must say. And the priests were very nice to me.
So you worked with a number of different priests. Father Noel Moran, Father Jack Fitzgerald, Father Micheál O'Doherty, and Donal O'Connor, rest him.
Father Fergal now.
Currently, you have Father Fergal to put up with.
Well, he's no trouble. I'm very fond of him.
You were with Father Noel Moran first. What kind of a man was he?
Father Moran, he was very nice. Very nice.
But they would all be different and all have their own personalities.
Still, no, I couldn't say what to them. I got on very well with them.
Got on the same with every one of them?
I did.
So just once they're a priest at all, you'll work well with them?
Did the best they could, anyhow.
Have you seen a lot of changes down through the years in the church and churchgoers?
I suppose. Then they're going to mass. The people, they're all right, really. Most people are.
You'd have been in the church here in Beaufort when it would have been very full on a Sunday.
Oh, yes. Both masses.
Now that wouldn't be the case.
Oh, no. Especially since COVID.
How would you describe your faith? Is it important to you?
It is. Very. The rosary, my morning prayers and night prayers. Very good. I'm quite happy.
And have you had to face hard times?
Our father died when we were young, and it was hard that time with my mum.
And Padraig came back and lived with you, did he?
He did. He went to Simfram. He stayed with me after he died. It was great to have him. He was very good.
Besides the church, the community here would have good community spirit.
Oh, very good. People are very nice and very good. And when I was sick, they called to me.
And you've been a great comfort to the priests that have been here.
I don't know that, no.
I'm told you're well loved. And besides the church, what kind of interest have you had?
Dancing.
Dancing?
Dancing. Waltzing and sit-dances. The Beaufort Hall.
For a woman that has lived and worked beside the church and in the church all your life, what are your own thoughts on the next life?
We'll see. Go to heaven. I think of it every day. A nice place.
Do you think you'll meet people that have gone there already?
I hope so. My mum and my dad, my aunts and uncles and neighbours.
Quite a lot of people now.
Quite a lot of people.
Is it only the Beaufort people you want to meet?
That's all.
Do you remember the opening of the Black Valley Church?
I do. I was up that morning and went a big crowd, and it was a beautiful morning. 1955, the 22nd of August.
And you remember that?
Oh, God, I do. Very well. It was beautiful. We crowned the valley that time. Oh, there was big demand for it, all right.
When did electricity come to the Black Valley?
It came the same time as ourselves, 1956.
The same time as the church?
I think so, yes. We were delighted with it.
I suppose if you look at the diocese now, we have too many churches.
We have, I suppose. Really?
But people don't like closing them either, and they don't like losing the identity of the parish or the church community.
No.
And you know this from working there all your life. They're expensive buildings to maintain and keep up.
Oh, they are.
So what are you looking forward to now?
To get better, to be able to walk. Mm-hmm. Thank God I have great health.
What you put down that health to? Because you're 90...
93 in August, so 30th of August. I suppose eating well, never smoked, never drank.
Have you any kind of faults or failings at all?
Sure, of course I have failings and faults, I suppose.
You sound like a kind of a saint to me.
I don't think so, no. I wouldn't say that.
What's your idea of living a good life?
I suppose if I did my best and I didn't tell anybody.
Any regrets, Peggy?
No, thank God. No, I'm quite happy. And thank you for coming.
And thank you, Peggy, for chatting to me this morning and for all your years of service to the church.
Thank you.
After this short break, I chat with poet Breed Ní Mhóireann.